number one, I don't think I have to defend myself. I don't think honesty ever has to be defended. Number two, I don't think what I said was controversial at all. I think what is controversial is the mayor and the governor's failure to react to a very violent and dangerous situation at the harbor. You got to understand, Brian, the fact of the matter is if these were skinheads, they would be called white skinheads. And
but I guess my question is the defining character. Well, yeah, but are they men or women?
They're both, actually.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is that we have a serious problem that's being covered by the mayor and the police department. Now, what they are engaging in is a criminal activity. So when you have a criminal activity, like if your automobile is stolen or your, you know, there's some other criminal act, it is mandatory that an accurate statement of the perpetrator be put out. That's a regulation with all law enforcement agencies.
Sure, but I guess
so. This is not racial profiling. This is criminal.
Yeah, but
profiling.
Come on, and you know. But here's my point: is that really the defining characteristic? I've got a lot of black friends, white friends. You know, I don't see Obama. I keep forgetting that. You know, he's a black president, or I guess technically he's a half black president. I just see him as a man, so I see that. Yeah, they might be black or white or Hispanic,
You're mixing apples and oranges. This has
nothing to do
with that.
It does, though.
Listen, I was on radio yesterday with black ministers, and they agreed with me. And they say this is a cover-up. And here's the other part about this that really matters. There are thousands and thousands of black youths in Baltimore City who are not coming to the Inner Harbor or causing any problems anywhere else. And the fact of the matter is this is more than just a question or an issue of race. It's a question of failed leadership. You have a mayor that is talking about a sense of urgency and energy when it comes to the Grand Prix at the Inner Harbor.
Yeah,
hold on, I'm not finished. But she's closing down recreation centers and youth outreach programs.
Hey, Pat, but here's the point. Are they all African-American? I got one of my best friends is from Jamaica, and I once called him African-American. He said, Brian, I was born in Jamaica. I've never been to Africa, and I'm black. So it's like just to lump people together, it's like, all black people aren't the same, just like all white people. It's just kind of silly, Pat.
Well, all of this is nonsense that you're perpetrating here. And here's the reason why.
That I'm
perpetrating? The problem that is occurring that has already included one murder. It included a national and even global problem for the city of Baltimore's image when this young fella was attacked in downtown Baltimore and his clothes were taken and he was robbed and it went viral. I know you're familiar with that. And that went all over the country, and that was part of the St. Patrick's Day event. The reason we're talking about the race part of it and mentioning it is because if you're going to solve the problem, Brian, you've got to understand where it's coming from.
And
if you're going to be politically correct on steroids, that's fine with me, but I'm an honest guy, and I like to tell the whole story.
Why didn't you mention the race of the victim in the St. Patrick's Day just now? You said it was a victim, and I agree with that. Why didn't you say it was a white victim?
What do you mean, why didn't I say that?
You just said right now, you just said there was a victim attack. Well, hang on, let me let you talk.
It kind of falls into your argument, which is talking about racism. To me, a victim is...
A victim is a victim, is a criminal is a criminal. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you.
Listen,
so these are black different than white?
If someone stole your car or someone kidnapped your child, you would want the police department to completely and accurately identify that individual so that they could save your child or get your car back. So this racism nonsense, you talked about Kiefer Mitchell. Listen, Kiefer Mitchell, if he wanted to really do something, he should have been criticizing the mayor's failed leadership and the failure to protect public safety. And also, you talk about Anna Gutierrez, another delegate, who is nothing more than a radical who supports illegal immigrants.
Yeah, but my point's the same. I mean, what's your goal? I mean,
here's accurately.
Yeah, but that's not what you're doing. And look, I appreciate you coming on, but it's at the same time, like, what's your goal? Like, you've got to know it's in political correctness on steroids, but you've got to know that when you use the adjective of all the things you could have said, I could say, you know, undereducated. I would say the defining characteristic of all these kids is the vast majority are either high school dropouts, undereducated, underfunded, disregarded by the state. That would be the defining characteristic.
Pat, I let you finish.
So listen, if you came down from the moon and saw these kids, yeah, you'd say they're black, they're white, whatever. I mean, I don't really look at that, but I'd say, what's the defining characteristic? Why are these kids acting like complete hooligans and other kids acting, you know, like you're saying? And the defining characteristic is not their blackness or their whiteness. I would say, and yeah, in these cases you're referring to, the majority are black, let's just say. But the biggest thing is that Maryland's failed them educationally. Maryland's failed their schools. And so that's what I would say. Undereducated youth are riding in the harbor. And I think that'd be very hard for people to challenge that. What do you think about that?
I think it would be silly nonsense because, number one, you don't have a crystal ball and you don't know whether they're undereducated or you don't know what is what, and people would be thinking that's a silly statement that they're undereducated youth. But I will agree with you in a certain sense because there are two situations here. There is a serious problem in Baltimore. And, you know, my wife and I were traveling on Pratt Street on a Wednesday evening, Brian, about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was not a holiday. And during our course of travel, one block away from us, about 9 o'clock in the evening, were 100 young people in the middle of Calvert Street blocking traffic and fighting. There were no police. When I first witnessed this, I said, what the heck is this all about? Now, I can tell you, I'm going to be on radio Friday for 3 hours on this subject, and I have police officers and I have retired commanders of the Baltimore City Police Department that have told me that this is a continuing problem and it's not being addressed and it's being covered up. And I was on yesterday on another talk show with on a black station where the black ministers agreed with me.
I think we're all agreeing. I just think the adjective black